Hey everyone, this is Brenda speaking. Welcome to the SSR2 plenary call number 123 on the 23rd of September 2020 at 1400 UTC. Review team members attending the call today include Eric, Jave, Carrie Ann, Matagoro, Denise, just joined, Navid, Norm, Ramakrishna, Russ, and Scott. We have observer Dennis Tan, apologies from Lauren. An attending from ICANN.org is Jennifer, Steve, Brenda, and our technical writer, Heather. Today's meeting is being recorded. Please state your name before speaking for the record. And Russ, I'm turning the meeting over to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Could we start by putting up the doodle poll results? So here's the problem that we're facing is that if basically a new semester started and that affected Lauren, and he is now teaching during this slot, and the situation is that if we keep this slot, we lose two people. And if we move to Thursday at the same time, we lose two people. And we're kind of stuck. The other slots that we included in the doodle, I had Brenda remove because they were even worse. We lost even more than two. So this this is a struggle for me. I'd like the people to who can't make the ED slots to see if something could be done, and we'll return to this later in the agenda, because we're now getting close to the home stretch. The hope is that we'll be done in 6 weeks. So if you look at your calendar and the issues are ones that would come up in November, December, but you could do something between now and then, please edit the doodle. So let's go on with the rest of the agenda, but we'll return to this at the end. Okay, I think the next agenda item is the bar chart. So this tells us where the subteams are. There's a block of that we call the abuse set of subteams, which cover recommendations 10 through 19. Those we're going to hear about today. They're almost done with the work on this big block. And so we'll talk about that today. So I'm fairly confident that by next week we will have text from that team. I am a little bit concerned about 21, but we're going to talk about that later today as well. I saw a note earlier today about 23. Looking forward to Zarco and Alain reaching consensus on that. I have not seen anything recently on 25. I know that this one was stalled in terms of starting because we were waiting for a question to be answered regarding the implementation of some ESSAC recommendations. We got that information. I think Casey's working on it, but I haven't heard from her in a couple of weeks. When you did the roll call, Casey was not on. Do Denise or Eric know where we are on 25?
This is Eric. I do not.
Can I ask you to ping KC and see if we can have text in a week?
Yeah, I'll do that now. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Okay, on 26, I exchanged a couple emails with Boban and Zarco this week, but I didn't get the warm fuzzy that we are close to text. Is either Zarco or Boban on the call?
Sorry, I just joined.
Ah, thank you. Can you tell me where we are on eBorrow?
I have something written, and I have to get in touch with Boban to clarify a few things, and we'll be able to send this weekend.
Oh, great. Thank you. Okay, and then that brings us to 28. I haven't seen anything on 28 in a really long time. So is David, can you tell me where we are on that?
Yeah, the problem is I made the initial work, and then there were a few things that because I was not expert of the concerns raised in that. So we decided in the call to involve Eric, but I think Eric got busy somewhere else. So I sent him a couple of emails requesting to put a response maybe, or a comment, or an understanding of those which are not addressed by me earlier. So if he should have that email, or I can forward it again if it's okay. So. Once we have that, then we can start writing something about that one. So I can do that. I can draft the text of what we understand from there. But there are a few things that I'm not expert at, and I was not the one who wrote this recommendation. So I'm not clear on those things. So hence I sent that email. I think I also sent it to, maybe copied that to you, Russ, as well. Long time ago, I think.
Okay, could you resend it so it's at the top of Eric's inbox? And Eric, would you be able to get to that this week?
I'll definitely take a look. I don't want to sort of promise a turnaround this week. It's kind of a crazy week, but I'll definitely take a look.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll just do that now.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, Carrie Ann, we're going to talk about 29. And on 31, we got a note early this morning for me, basically saying that 31, the team is recommending we drop, but they want to add a couple sentences to 29 in order to cover the aspects of DOE that they're worried about that fall. But basically, the original one they've decided is outside ICANN's remit. So I asked Heather to send Zarco the Google Doc that contains 29 so that those sentences can be added. And I think that tells us where we are. All I can say is, team, we're close to having a report. Please. Please find the time to get her so that coming out of the call next week, we have a set of inputs to Heather that she can massage into something for the whole team to review, and that we can bring this to closure. Okay, I think that if there's no questions other than that from the team, I think I would like to move to 21. Eric, you had discussed this with the team last week, got a little bit of feedback, and you had a couple changes, mostly to move things out of the recommendation into findings, as I recall.
Yeah. Hey, this is Eric. So I'll just sort of, Russ, stop me if you need to stop me. But otherwise, I'll just sort of roll forward. So I moved the text that was there from the recommendation to the findings, and I buffed it up a little bit, and I filled in the public comment. I forget which one that's called. Whatever the document is, the public comment feedback, blah blah blah, to say what was sort of done to address it. I think this addresses the outstanding concerns from the team, though I'm happy to be corrected if that's not the case. And just for sort of completeness, unless anyone objects, I'll just go ahead and read what's currently in the document that's called SSR2 Draft Report, Recs and Findings Subteam 2021, 24, and 30. I think everyone has it. I think Jennifer sent it out. So while I'd be happy to let people read it on their own, Russ, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm assuming that it's just better to read it so it's on the record and anyone can sort of, you know, jump up and down now.
Let's make sure that we have consensus. So let's do that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, exactly. Read it for the point of, you know, reaching consensus. And then I think nominally, I hope this vaults its status forward on the public comment subteams grid to like all arrows. That's my hope. So, but yeah, definitely anybody has thoughts. So rationale and findings for key rollover. And this starts on page 46 of the document I mentioned. The DNSSEC route rolled over its key signing key KSK on 11 October 2018 for the first time since the deliberately unvalidatable root zone DERS key. During this process, there was much debate and many calls for analyses on the details of this role. Two citations. One aspect of this rollover illustrated the need. Oops, I'm going to do title correction. Illustrated the necessity for properly functioning exception legs in the procedure. Specifically, the rollover was delayed for a year while measurements were taken to allay concerns. Discussions have already begun about the timing and procedure for future rollovers, including additional complexities, e.g. algorithm rollovers. ICANN subsequently held an open call for comments on the process for the next scheduled KSK rollover process, and citation added. So that's mostly unmodified text that was there for some time. Now the new text follows this saying, due to the criticality of security protections that are and will be derived from the DNSSEC root zone, citation added, formally verifiable process analyses are critical to ensuring the security, stability, and resilience of the process by which DNSSEC protections are maintained during the root zone key signing key root KSK protections during rollovers. Actually, it's probably redundant. I'll take that out. Formal process modeling involves employing a methodology and or programming environment to specify each task in a process, how to evaluate its execution, success, fail, other, etc., and to specify the follow-on actions under different results. Process specifications like this have shown utility in complex interhuman processes that include election security, citation added, medical process safety, citation added, and more. In these cases, the tasks undertaken by people in human space are complex and modeled in formal process specification languages, and critical to life choices and consequences are symbolically modeled and formally tracked. This modeling allows for quantitative prescriptions and predictions of what should be done and what can be expected to result from choices, exceptions, and successful executions. When compared to elections and medical processes, the DNS root KSK rollover presents itself as a tractable venue whose security and correctness are globally critical. For example, and then that's the end of the new text. Then the previous text follows it saying, for example, the global DNS root is served by 13 instances of name server letters A through M, most of which are operated by numerous servers. As a result, when changes are made by the root zone maintainer, RZM, they are propagated to them all. Okay, Heather, apologies. You've got some work to do here. to them all, to all of the instances. In 2014, RSAC published RSAC 002, an advisory on the measurement of the root server system, but it is not clear if or how much of this advisory ICANN.org has implemented. The review team found no evidence that the propagation delay between the publication to each of the letters and then to each of the letters' instances is well understood. So here's the last bit of new text. Provisions to measure and report on the effects of propagation delay are missing in current reporting, and their incorporation could allay any existing and future concerns. And then the final sentence, which was objected to by ESSAC, is stricken. And so that's it. And that's all in this document. So anyone should feel free to take a look at it. But that is what I representing the rapporteur role of the sub-team on this recommendation and proposing to the team as we incorporate.
Any concerns with the finding text that Eric has just gone over? Okay, then I'm going to call this done. Eric, were there any changes in the recommendations text?
Only to remove the text and move it up. I didn't, so it's streamlined back to what it was before. I believe that that was still okay, so no others.
Okay, that's what I thought I read, but so we're back to the recommendations text. Let's quickly go over the public comment spreadsheet for 21.
Okay.
Okay, so basically the first one, you're saying that we disagree with ESSAC's comment because this has shown to be very successful in other fields.
Yes, which line are you on? Because I'm trying to track in on
208.
208, sorry, it's in the wrong place. Yeah, and this one, yeah, this was what I sort of read, you know, like minds can disagree, but basically, you know, that was the reason, the rationale behind a lot of the text that I just read to the team is to sort of explain and use citations from peer-reviewed articles to explain that this is something, the DNS root zone, I think, is a subset of some of the other places this has been applied.
So I think the change should say citations added.
Okay, I'll do that now.
Okay.
This is Heather. Just as a sort of a point of order, I guess, the public comments for recommendation 21 start at line 200.
Ah, okay. Could you back up? I was going by Brenda.
Sorry.
Okay, so it looks like there's some that aren't filled in, Eric.
Yeah, so those are, you know, we support this. So I didn't I didn't respond to we support this.
What we've done in other places is either wrote noted or thanks.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm happy to do that unless someone else wants to hold the pen for consistency. I mean, you tell me what you'd like.
Just fill that in after the call.
Okay.
All right, so let's go back down to 209.
I have this Word doc.
You have a little what?
Yeah, so this one, I'm sort of not sure exactly how to respond. I remember what we went through to sort of call things high and low priority and medium plus plus and all that stuff. And so, you know, my response was basically just, you know, if it doesn't take much to do, then, you know, it's high return, low expenditure. But, you know, I'm happy to defer if the team has a different perspective.
Seems fine. You just might want to change no op to thank you to 10. 211.
Line 211 is recommendation 22.
Oh, yeah, sorry. That explains why I was confused.
Right.
Thank you for catching that.
Our recommendation 21 was lines 200 through 209.
Okay. Let's. Anybody have further feedback for Eric?
Sorry, this is Casey. I'm late. Can you summarize what the feedback has been so far?
Sure. We moved the rationale for why doing this kind of formalism is when we talked about it last week, it was embedded in the recommendation. We moved it to the findings, and basically. Line 209 on the screen right now talks about the prioritization, and basically he's saying the review teams felt that this requires low commitment but high return, and that is the reason for including it. Okay, so let's see if we can move to recommendation 29. Carrie Ann, we got pretty far on this last week. I think that we're at the point where the sub team has consensus and we need to know if the whole team supports where you are at.
Yeah, I think I'll probably turn it over to Casey. I'm happy she joined in time. We had gotten to the point where Casey was going to propose some final text based on the sections that we agreed to delete, which was the point I made at the end of the call.
Ah, you're right. I forgot that. Thank you.
And so I don't know if she was able to do anything else on it since then. Casey?
Hold on. Oh, by the way, I'm noting that I have outstanding stuff on 21, so maybe Eric and I need to go back to that because I never got a response to some of my comments there. But let's focus on 29. I'm confused. I have a markup version of 29 where I deleted everything in there and moved some of it elsewhere and just decided this was OBE. We talked about that last week. So what am I,
what do you- And where is that text?
Okay, Heather should know, because-
This is Jennifer. I just posted a link in the chat. It should be in that document I just posted the link to. It looks like page 59 is where recommendation 29 begins.
Okay, maybe it's because I'm not signed in. I don't see my comments.
The one I'm looking at basically has all of recommendation 29 gone.
Yeah, that's right. So what I said last week was we could go through this sentence by sentence if folks wanted to, and I could explain why I deleted every sentence, but that's already in the comments. So people who cared were supposed to go look at this over the last week.
Okay, so clearly there was a miscommunication. Jennifer, could you please send the pointer to this by email and ask everyone to review it for next week? Because I know I didn't. So I'm sure that others got confused as well.
Yeah, I can do that.
Thank you. Okay. The next thing is to talk about the abuse subteam. Don't have final text, but I thought since it's such a big block of recommendations, it would be important to bring the team up to speed on where the sub team is, so and the direction they're taking, so that when we get text in the next week or so, that we're able to quickly digest it. And so I'm going to turn that over to Denise.
Thanks, Russ. For a month or so now, the team has had a spreadsheet with detailed information on all of the comments related to the abuse sub-team recommendations that start with recommendation 10 through 19 are the recommendations that the abuse subgroup has focused on. So we haven't received any additional comments on that spreadsheet. That was the first deliverable. It includes any follow-up action that the abuse subgroup is recommending and undertaking, and also includes a proposed response for each and every comment for those recommendations. Then the team shared its proposal to reorganize and synthesize some of the recommendations, and recommendations 10 through 19. That has been done a side-by-side showing how the current recommendation would be combined and synthesized. So the review team has the side-by-side. Heather has used that side-by-side to reorganize the text of the report. So the broad categories were reorganizing recommendations 10 through 19 into include sort of measurement of registrar-registry or registrar-registry compliance as it relates to abuse, recommended contract changes would be a second grouping. Who is would be another group. Abuse management. And then the final grouping would be recommendations relating to reporting reporting and data was the final category. So regrouping those recommendations, that's reflected in a side-by-side that's been shared with the team quite a while ago. So we're at the point now where we're working on Heather has updated the actual draft report text to reflect that organization and flow. So we're now editing the findings as well as aspects of the recommendations to bring them in line with the results of our spreadsheet response to all the responses to the public comments and additional discussion on the subgroup. And also trying to do a review for SMART or SMARTer recommendations, and ensuring that the findings are clearly articulating the intent and drivers for the recommendations. So I'll pause there.
So this is Heather. Can I chime in?
Sure, please do.
The abuse text was really fun to sort out, and I actually mean that. I enjoyed working on that. As I mentioned last week on the call, when I had worked on the risk text, I wanted to develop a logical argument. That's because what I had noted is in every recommendation in risk section, it came down to transparency. Transparency was your biggest single concern, and you had several ways you wanted to resolve that by creating a CISO position, by changing the reporting for budget, all these things, but it boiled down to the issue of transparency, that you did not have evidence that ICANN was organized well enough to do what you would have expected to see. I took that same approach to abuse, the abuse subteam, to say, okay, was there like a core theme in here that can structure this argument? And it wasn't quite as clear cut to say there's one core thing, one core theme, but there were three. And that was the issue with contracts, the issue with compliance and enforcement, and again, the issue with transparency. RDS being sort of a special snowflake case because it touched on all of the above. So that's sort of being pulled out as a separate thing. But the idea was to have this logical flow of, you know, we see an increase of abuse patterns on the internet. ICANN has a responsibility to do something about that. Here's the tools that you should be doing more with. So that's how that's organized at the moment and pulled out into a document for the abuse team to say, okay, does this make logical sense? Does this support our document? I have not actually edited the text very much at all. I've been focused on logical structure first. And once I get the sign off from the sub team that yes, this makes sense, then I'll start actually working on words, phrases, and clauses. So that takes care of like the two thirds of the document. The last third is going to be very interesting. Because that's where all of the onesies and twosies recommendations sort of start to tie in together and to see how they fit. What logical argument are we trying to make with those? That's going to be a lot harder. It doesn't have the same common themes that risk or abuse did. So I want to reiterate what Russ has said. The sooner everyone closes out on those smaller recommendations, the easier it will be for me to sit down and bang my head against those particular walls to get them into a logical structure.
Sounds great. Thank you, Heather. So unless people have any additional comments on all the material we've shared to date with the team. As Russ said, the steps now are for the abuse subgroup to edit the text that Heather has, review and edit the text that Heather has assembled for us, and then bring that back to the full team. Good discussion.
Awesome. We're looking forward to that. I'm really anxious to pull together the, I don't know, final draft, I guess is what I would call it.
Yeah.
Casey wanted to return to 21. So let's do that now.
I wonder if somebody can mute their phone while we're on here. I don't know if it's a good use of the whole team's time because it was really comments between me and Eric that I put in the email text and he answered one of them. But, well, the one was he didn't think we needed to update the text that looks to me to be really too old to have in the report because so much has happened since then and we should acknowledge it. But maybe I need to just take that up with Eric. Or does anybody else have a voice or thought about this recommendation? And I wonder if Jennifer can go back to the text. Actually, maybe I didn't mark it up.
So this is Eric. I'll just jump on the grenade here real quick. So Casey, you should definitely take a look at the text that's there. And I think, you know, if there's changes to it that we need to make, we can make it. And certainly I know this is being recorded, so it's certainly reviewable post facto. But, you know, the comment about moving the goalposts, I think, is a general one that might be worth sort of airing out. Maybe we can actually put it to bed. You know, a lot's happened in 3 years, and there's a sort of a point at which, you know, we wind up in a scope creep situation. We'll never be done if we need to have the text that goes through a protracted review and publication process need to be instantaneously correct. So I think, you know, we need to sort of at some point draw a line and say, we're not going to keep this up to date. I think a lot of the text is defensive in the sense that it says, you know, at the time of or something. So certainly if there's something glaring, it should be corrected. But generally speaking, I think it needs to be something that we can put to bed with. You know, we did a bunch of investigations. It was over a protracted period, and clearly the world didn't stop spinning during that time, right? So, you know, some of the things I think saying like, yeah, this talks about a public comment period that's now over. I think the text hopefully says something about subsequently there was a public comment period. We don't necessarily have to refresh citations, but I think that's fine if you want to update citations to point to the current value. I don't think that's certainly something, you know, you have the editing capacity on the document as well. But you know, I just have to sort of push back. I have addressed, I believe, all of your comments. So that sort of a couple of times you've mentioned that you think that I was remiss in addressing your thoughts. But I think if you take a look, they're all, I believe they're all addressed. And certainly if they aren't, it's an omission, accidental, not intentional.
Okay, thanks. Whoa, am I muted? Okay, sorry. I might have overspoken there. Let me back off a little bit. But my issue was that we now have a recommendation that in my mind is so off from what the public comment period yielded that we should at least acknowledge why we think this is more important than anything that's in the public comments, where there were a dozen recommendations on how this exact same event should be handled. That was my...
I don't believe that's the case. I mean, I read all the public comments, I believe, carefully, and, you know, with the possibility I missed something or I misunderstood, that notwithstanding, I don't believe anyone actually was talking about the things that we're talking about here. And I think if there was some overlap, and I saw your note saying some of this is overlapping with public comments, I don't believe that means we shouldn't comment on a perspective. If the comments align with what other people are saying, I believe that's a good thing. I don't know that it obviates our need to actually state our perspectives. And so certainly someone looking back would say, wow, you know, 9 out of 10 dentists agree is better than saying, well, 8 dentists didn't say anything because the first dentist covered it.
Okay. Sorry. I think we're going to agree to disagree on this one. And so unless somebody else has a comment here, we should just take it to the next level of review of this document, which I would like to get to. And I can put in a comment there.
We all agree with that sentiment.
Okay.
Okay, Casey, we talked about 22 last week, which is the baseline security practices, and you were waiting for some information from staff on the ESSAC recommendations. You got that, you proposed some text, but for some reason I didn't mark it as achieving consensus during that discussion. Do you feel that we're done with 22, or do you think there's more to do?
I think you must, I'm hoping you're talking about something different than 22, because that's root server stuff. Or wait, am I looking at the wrong document now? Can you bring up the 22 you're talking about, Jennifer? Because my 22, no, it says baseline security practices, but this is about hardening strategies for elderly. Or are you talking about that I went and talked to Dwayne and Wes about the GWG and such?
I just remember we were waiting for some information and you got it. That was... And then we talked about some text that I don't remember when.
The conversation I had with Wes and Dwayne was not very, it was all sort of like, we don't know what's happening yet. A lot of this stuff should be covered under what's planning, but that was also 6 months ago. But I think what I'm looking at the recommendation for 22 right now, the text, at least, who knows if I'm looking at the current one. Because it's a URL that doesn't have any markup. I mean, yeah, for this section, and it looks fine to me.
Okay, then I will mark it as done. I probably was me not tracking it properly when we talked about it.
No, I think it was probably me. But Where I think I might have added some markup to this text, and it's not on this.
Oh, there's so many Google Docs. So that could.
I might have done one where I did 29. I'll go look. Go to the next thing while I look here.
Okay, the last thing I think on today's agenda is to circle back to the doodle poll.
Is somebody going to show it or what's?
Yes. I'm waiting for Brenda to put it up.
Okay, I was just looking to see if we had any new input and we don't. So 1 second here and I'll show you. There we go.
Oh, that's. I'm struggling with this because we lose two people no matter what we do. Which to me, I'm quite reluctant to lose Lauren. He's been so active and being one of the vice chairs. To me, that gives me a slight preference for Thursdays. What do other people think here?
Yeah, this is Denise. I can move my 7 a.m. Thursday application to 7 a.m. Wednesday. So it seems like perhaps another quick doodle poll.
I think you did. You did okay for either one.
Oh, yeah, I did. Okay, thanks for reminding me. Yeah, but I agree, Russ. I think doing whatever we can to ensure that people who are holding the pens and doing a lot of work, if we at all can have them on the calls, that would be great.
Any other thoughts? I'd especially like to hear from Alon and Zarco, because if we moved the call, you're the two that we would lose, and we would gain Matagaro and Lauren.
I have a slight concern. Zarco's name is next to a bunch of recommendations that are not very far.
Yes, we talked about them before you joined. He's on it. It's basically the short summary.
And looking at the sub-team spreadsheet, I don't see Alon as rapporteur for anything that hasn't been resolved.
That's true. Zarco, okay. Or Alon, are you on? You were on earlier. Any comments?
I can comment that Thursday is not best time for me, but it doesn't mean that sometimes I cannot join.
Okay. And again, we're aiming to be done with this in October. So we're looking at the next 6 weeks.
All right. So I'm motion to move it to whenever Lauren can make it.
Okay.
Yeah, and this is Denise. If I just to be clear, saying yes to Thursday means saying no to Wednesdays for me.
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. Just make sure you got that.
Okay. Unless someone's going to scream, right now we're going to move this to Thursdays. Same time in your local time zone, but instead of meeting on September 30th, we'll be meeting next week on October 1st.
as another motivation to wrapping up the text before the end of October is we won't have to deal with the song and dance of daylight saving time changes.
Yes, which happens on November 1st right. In the U.S. I believe it happens at a different time in Europe.
Exactly. There's that 1 week of pain. Actually, it might be 2 weeks now. I forget.
I can't remember.
So, Russ, is there any text we can review before next week? And because I'm also a deadbeat on one of these 26, I'll make sure that there's text this weekend so that folks can review it before the call, because I don't think I finalized that text yet. 26. But is there any other text that folks should be reviewing so we can make this more efficient next Thursday, I guess?
So let me just go down the spreadsheet. The abuse team, we just went over. They're going to have text for the team in time for the call next week. 23, Zarco and Alon are talking, and Zarco said he'd have it sent out prior to the call. 25, I think, is the one you're talking about, yeah. The CZDS.
Oh, yeah, I'm reading the spreadsheet wrong. Okay,
25. Right? Yep. Okay, good. Okay. 26, Zarco and Boban have agreed to push this one forward and get us text. And 28, Navid is waiting for Eric to answer some questions, and when he gets those answers, he will have text. And on 29, Zarco wants to add a couple sentences to 29 because we're dropping 31. And so he wants to say something about it there. And you said you wanted to look at 29 as well. So we're close on 29, but that's how we're going to land this guy. Does it make sense?
Yep, thanks.
Okay, Brenda, you're going to send us a bunch of invites to move this to Thursday?
I sure will. Today.
All right. Thank you very much. And I think we are done with a couple minutes to spare. Is there any other business we should be covering?
This is Jennifer. I just wanted to quickly mention, I think everybody has it in their calendar anyway, but on the 7th of October, the review team webinar is part of the ICANN 69 prep week. I believe it's at 1500 UTC. So if you don't have that on your calendar, let us know and we can resend the invite, but just please keep that in mind. Thanks.
Does that require slides?
Yes, it does. We're going to talk about that on Monday.
Okay, thank you.
You knew that, didn't you?
I had a sneaking suspicion.
Okay. Okay, thank you, everybody. Stay safe.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.